Amhasam harat akilam sakrit. Udaya deva sakala lokasya. Adeva sakalat lokasya. Tratarane iva timira jaladim. Jayati jagan mangalam hade nama. Amha samharat akilang sakrit. Akilang sakrit. Udaya deva sakala lokasya. Tarane iva timira jaladim. Jayati jangan mangala hare nama. Anha sangharat akilang sakrit. Udayat eva sakala lokasya. Tarani eva timira jaladim. Jayati jagan mangala hare nama. Yes, please, someone else. Is there some Mataji? Resultant action of sinful life, which causes material bondage. Samharat, completely eradicating. Akilam, all. Sakrit, once only. Udayat, by rising. Eva, certainly. Sakala, all. Lokasya, of the people of the world. Taranihi, the sun. Eva, like. Timira, of darkness. Jaladhim, the ocean. Jayati, all glories to. Jagat Mangalam, auspicious for the whole world. Adehe Nama, the holy name of the Lord. Yes. So let us understand the context first, then it will be very, then you will appreciate this verse even more. There were two very exalted brahmanas, Hiranya and Govardhan, who were also very, very learned. They lived in a... So one of them, Hiranya Majumdara, these two brothers, had a son who later became famous as Raghunath Das Goswami. And he stayed as a boy in the village of his father and uncle. It was a very nice village with a very exalted Vaishnav scholar. His name was Balaram Acharya. One day something happened in this village, which would change the course of the history greatly. Just like the great saintly personality Haridas Thakur walked into the village, met Balaram Acharya, and became very favorably inclined to Balaram Acharya. He liked him for his scholarly nature, but also his Vaishnav qualities, and stayed at his home. And Raghunath, who was at that time was a boy who studied in the village school, came daily to Balaram Acharya, and he found this Haridas Thakur there. And Haridas Thakur's habit was to chant at that time 300,000 names of the holy name each day, which you all know mounts up to 196, I believe, rounds, which is a lot. But we hear from Vrindavan Das Thakur that he didn't just only sit there and chanting. He would sometimes become so overwhelmed with ecstatic feelings that he would get up and sing and dance like a God-intoxicated saint can only do. So Haridas Thakur saw this little boy Raghunath, who would come and offer services, and blessed him that he would one day meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that changed everything. Hare Krishna. So these two, the father Hiranya Majumdara and Govardhan Majumdara, they arranged at their house something which I feel we as devotees should also be more, we as modern or postmodern devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu should take note of. They arranged daily a discussion. And one day, with great happiness in their heart and great humility, Hare Krishna, I know you have to take care of the family. No, this is natural. This is mother's duty, Hare Krishna. One day, they came with great humility in their heart, and they begged Haridas, "Can you please come to our assembly where we discuss our discussion place, and we would like you to speak a little on the glories of the holy name. We are extremely impressed by you. Our Balaram Acharya is praising you, and we can see you are Maha 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 Bhagavat. You please kindly explain." So then, Haridas Thakur said yes, and the two brothers were extremely happy that he came. And they gave an introduction. It said here, it was mentioned in the assembly that Haridas Thakur chanted the holy names of Krishna 300 times a day. Thus, obviously, the main discussion subject in this saintly assembly became the glories of the holy name. All the scholars had something to say about this. Yes, it is mentioned in our Shastra, said one, that by chanting Hare Krishna, it is good. One can attain, one is freed from the reactions of sinful life. And others said, the other shastras said, sins go, that's true, but one can also attain liberation from material existence. So Haridas said all, we can just imagine, yesterday we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that a devotee who chants becomes effulgent because he has the association of Krishna in his heart, and he shines like the sun. We know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had such an effulgence that when he was in Varanasi, the leader of all the sannyasis there, Prakashananda Saraswati, marked to him, "Sir, you are shining like the sun. You can't be an ordinary person. You must be Narayan." So Haridas Thakur must have had a similar effect on the audience. He was there, externally extremely humble, but wouldn't it be nice to see Haridas Thakur one day? He must have, in academic language, you call this religious charisma. You know, it must have been. So he protested when the scholars said that you can be freed of sin and you can be delivered from material existence. He didn't like that. He was dissatisfied. The translation is here. He protested. He had a protest. He had something to say. And he said, these two benedictions, freedom from sin and moksha, are nothing. This is absolutely byproduct. What is the real benefit is a person develops love of Godhead when he chants the holy name. And what this means, he is awakened in his ecstatic love for the lotus feet of Krishna. You know, when a person, we hear this, we read it from the scripture, and we hope, or hopefully, we are not so touched, maybe, let me say it like this, but when Haridas Thakur, whose every cell was filled with divine holy name, who was just so effulgent, said this, that when he protested against it and said, this is nothing to be liberated from material existence. And as other scholars who heard it, what is nothing? It's the goal of life. And then he said, but with so much bhava, that you attain love of Godhead. Maybe he started to cry at that time. The scriptures are always just giving us the sara, the essence. But I'm trying to see the scene. He is there. He must have cried. It must have moved him so much. And then he chanted this verse, which you have chanted this morning. He said, as the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord, if it is chanted once without offenses can dissipate all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All glories, he said, to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. So this is his statement. He said, there is a darkness which is deep like an ocean in this world. This darkness, my dear devotees, is a darkness which is all-pervading, and it is especially disturbing because it's in our own heart. The darkness of ignorance, if you want to see it, look inside. With your eyes, we see, well, there's light all around us, especially in this well-lit temple room. I don't see any darkness. Just look inside. And you might be shocked. You might faint. The darkness is described in our scriptures. It has five shades of darkness. It is avidya, ignorance of ignorance can mean many things. For devotees, it means, you know, you are not what you seem to be. You are an eternal servant of Krishna. Maybe you are, well, there are five relationships and four are relevant in our Gaudiya line. Maybe you are a servant of Krishna who carries things to Krishna. Maybe you are a dear friend who comes every morning to Krishna's where he rests to wake up the Lord, etc. Maybe you it's so, but you are something in relationship to Krishna. You are not nothing. So this ignorance is there, and we have forgotten this. The result is Hare Krishna. Have a wonderful journey to Berlin. And the mission is bring Krishna with you. You should have the Krishna Sun in your heart. Thank you for all your wonderful services. Hare Krishna. Good journey, auspicious yatra. So, yeah. The next thing is we have a false ego. Do you know what this is? It always gets disturbed about something. Then the next shade of darkness is we have raga, but not the good one. We have material attachments. And then we have dvesha, which is we don't like things or like people or situations. And we have what is called abhinivesha. We have our own little mud puddle, puddle? Yes, little mud puddle in which we turn around. Our little place of absorption, our material thoughts. It's called deep absorption in some material things. This is called the inner darkness. In modern psychological language, it's called the shadow. You know, that is that unacknowledged part of our personality, which is somehow there and which gives us pain, but which we don't want to show to the world because it's embarrassing, actually. In a spiritual life, this shadow or this inner darkness is very disturbing. It takes care that although we are on the path of Krishna consciousness, we maintain material attachments. It's responsible for our ego problems which we have. Let us call it, in order to not make such a sad atmosphere, the inner darkness, if you prefer to translate it into your modern language. You can say it's something which Jung called the shadow. It's a very, very disturbing thing, to transform the heart means really to transform this inner darkness. You can't transform it by dressing or by discussing about dress. You can't transform it by just taking up the language and the some habits. You have to purify the heart. There is no way around this. I would like us to look at it from a different perspective, so that you can understand what it is, because it's always easy to study someone else's fault than your own fault. There was once a very good man. His name was Faust. He was so good that God called him the best of his slaves. So the devil one day came up and had a meeting with God. And God asked, "How is it going?" The devil said, "I'm actually a little bored. The people on planet Earth are so easily brought in illusion. It's no fun any longer." "Oh," said God, "I have one person. He's the best of my servant. His name is Faust. And I bet..." He didn't say "I bet." "I'm saying you will never be able to bring him away from the path to me." "Oh," said Mephistopheles, "I accept your challenge." And he went to planet Earth and he looked at Faust. Faust was a scholar. His eyes fell on Faust. Faust was a scholar. He was extremely religious minded. And he was so intelligent that he became the best of scholars. But he was not happy. He felt lonely. No one could really discuss with him and was up to his standard. So one day, so he decided, "I have achieved the heights of scholarship, but it all doesn't mean anything to me. I feel so sad. Suicide is my only course of action." It may happen to a good devotee also, on whom the eyes of Maya have fallen and who is not strong. He feels discontent. He has maybe achieved a high level so far, but he may feel lonely, misunderstood, and so on. I don't think he would consider suicide, but I have heard now in a lecture that there were suicide cases even in Hungary. Because suicide you do when you feel isolated, when you feel not loved, when you feel isolated basically from the rest of humanity, and there's no give and take any longer. So Faust had come into this position where he was what we call in our Western language in an ivory tower, isolated. But on that day, it was the Easter holiday where he wanted to shoot himself. He had a turn of mind. He heard some music through his window. He went out. There were the common folks who were dancing. He joined the dance. He drank a glass of beer. Yes, and he danced with a fat girl and felt good. Because he had come in contact with a part of himself which he had suppressed for so long. And he gave that part a place. He came back to his residence, and all of a sudden, now you must be very attentive, and you must think very deeply. After all, it is my own countryman, Goethe, who has written this, and he has some good brain. I feel it is the need for you to understand my countryman and his thinking. As he was coming home, something caught his eye. It was a black puddle. Someone has to help me. A good English speaker. Puddle means poodle. It's a little dog. Poodle. We say a poodle. A poodle. In Deutsch we say poodle, and in English we say also poodle. They have this ridiculous haircut sometimes. It's a little poodle. And he was running in the field. And as he was running, there was something with it which caught Faustus' attraction. He saw shine around him. He asked his fabulous means student, can you also see that this is poodle? He's running around us in circles. No, said fabulous Miss Student, I can't see, Master, what you see. Faust saw this little dog just running around him. It was black, very black. And it came with him in his room, in his house. You know what it was? The shadow. He had lived now a sensual life. He had no longer suppressed his attachments which were inside. He had no longer suppressed what gave him pain. He had allowed his inner darkness to come out, and only he saw it, no one else. This poodle stayed in the house of Faustus, and I will end this because I know you're bored to hear a mundane story. He stayed, and one day Faust thought, enough with this scholarship. I feel better now. This experience of dancing with the common folk, of letting out my sensuality, gave me so much joy. Krishna, he didn't say Krishna. So he went to the Bible. You know, Mephistopheles is at work. The Bible starts, in the beginning was the word, and he crossed that verse. He said, in the beginning was the deed. Am Anfang war die Tat. You know, in the beginning was the action. Because he felt action is more important than just thinking and being so on. So on that day, he made a walk. The poodle walked with him, and all of a sudden turned into the horned one. I don't know if you know in English what it is. Der Gehörnte. It's Mephistopheles. It's the name of Lucifer. All of a sudden he turned into this. And he said, hello, may I introduce myself to you? I'm Mephistopheles. I wanted to ask you a question. How do you feel now? Faustus said, what is it to you? Do you notice, said Mephistopheles, on the day when you allowed, we would say in our Vaishnav language, the inner darkness to come out, or the inner attachments. In Iskon language, you would say your stuff. You know, if you, when you allowed this, you felt better. Do you notice? It saved you from suicide. Yes, said Faustus, I know this, said. So why don't we make a contract? I help you. I'm the ruler of this world. I help you to really live it. To what is the contract, said Faustus. A very easy contract. You give me your soul, and I give you vitality and experience. So we know the story. Yes, Faustus signed the contract. Hare Krishna. It's a long story. If I give a seminar in the future, you will hear the whole story. But here I really, because it's a little boring in this context. When we come, Haridas Thakur and Goethe are really not, you know. Goethe at the end of the story delivers Faustus. Faustus learns what is love, what is divine love, and he conquers the inner shadow and becomes free. So Haridas Thakur says something similar. He says, gives a solution for this inner darkness, the darkness of the heart, that which is keeping us bound in this material existence. He says, this type of darkness can be dissipated. This inner darkness of ignorance, or of your attachments, of your ego, of your hatred, and of your absorption, all this inner darkness can be changed by the mercy of the holy name. And his verse is, at the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean. So the holy name, if chanted once offenselessly, can dissipate all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. Now, how is the holy name that powerful? Well, Rupa Goswami writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of five important practices in devotional service, which even when you can get a slight contact with them, instill bhava, which is directed towards Krishna, into the heart. In other words, your feelings, which are full of attachment and full of ego, if you learn to chant, can be changed by the rising sun of the holy name. Why? Because it is the holy name which gives the light, the ray of light of bhava into your heart. It is a very difficult, a very interesting subject matter. Those who are lovers of literature, I want to point you out to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1134 and the following verses. No, wait a minute. No, it's 1. I said it wrongly. 1:3:1, and then you continue to read. It is said, Bhava is like a ray of the sun which melts the heart, and then one desires to meet Krishna, serve Krishna, and exchange love with Krishna. The holy name, in other words, is like the is even when you start to chant it, trying to avoid the offenses, it comes into your heart and it touches the puddle in there, the inner darkness in there. And you know, even if you have darkness which is 5 million years old, let us say in a cave somewhere, if you bring a candle and the rays of the candle go into this darkness, at that time that darkness is transformed. It is changed. It is effectively transformed. Even if it's very old. So this chanting has this blessing. If you learn to chant it without offenses, if you chant with offenses, unfortunately clouds and fogs come before the sun of the holy name, and the action of the rays cannot be felt. Just like in Goloka Dham, it is now cloudy, and we cannot really feel the effects of the sun. We feel cold, and we feel we shiver a little bit. It is a little unpleasant. When the sun of the holy name starts to rise a little bit on the horizon of the heart, it will start to put some. It will put light into the heart, and the result of that light is that you want to serve Krishna more, and you want to actually meet Krishna. What is it? That you want to meet Krishna, you want to serve him, and you want to feel an exchange. You may even say, please give me a sign, my Lord. Now, I saw this during this festival. We had fantastic kirtans by the mercy of many Vaishnavas who came and put their everything into the kirtan. We could feel, and I could see very much when the darshans of the deities were there, I could see with my own eyes how many of you were standing before the day, before Radha Madan Mohan, and praying to them for some service, for some further arrangement. Maybe some of you felt sad. I'm so far away from you, Krishna. Unfortunately, what can I do? I'm very far away from you. And you felt, I want to come closer now. Many devotees came to me, because I'm also trying to be a preacher on such festivals, so everyone knows this. My shop is open, and I have my second-hand articles, you know, what I have heard from Srila Prabhupada. I can try to deliver that. We preachers are second-hand merchants. Everyone is always asking after festivals, how can I advance? How can I overcome my inner obstacles? It means your heart has been melted and you have now these desires. Previously, you had the desire, I don't know what, maybe for a new car, a BMW, wouldn't be bad, and so on. And now you have devotional desires because the heart is melted. This is the glory of the holy name. I would like to encourage you to take this experience, what you felt during this festival and what you saw during this festival happening to others, to take it home in your own circles and try to become agents of the holy name. Try to chant and please learn how to avoid these unbecoming things which increase the inner darkness, really. For the holy name to work, you have to give it the space, and you have to give Krishna the space to do his work, and that only works when you avoid these blockers, these Krishna blockers or holy name blockers, which are the ten, which are these ten unbecoming things. Devotees marked at the festivals who came from outside. Wow, there was such a good atmosphere here amongst the devotees. They were not quarreling, but they were eager for service, and they would do and help each other. I think that is a result of that devotees are learning to chant and learning to avoid this greatest of blockers. You know, these unnecessary critical feelings against Vaishnavas. It's unnecessary. Everyone sees the world through their glasses and have the right to see it, and one day their glasses may be more transparent and they see it differently. But for now, they have glasses like you have your glasses. Why criticize? And then the holy name can work much better if we have a good relationship amongst Vaishnavas. And of course, if we do also our private work, working on our heart and avoiding the things which are harmful to our spiritual development. And so, yes, I wish you all the best on this road of transformation. You will see, if you give Krishna the space in your heart, then he will be like the sun who will remove the inner darkness. You will see with your own eyes. It is something which happens regularly, something which is observable, something which we can observe in others happening as they begin to shine more and more with the light of bhakti in their heart. I have a final message for you, because as I will not give any further lectures here. I believe this evening is a lecture, or the next morning, by either Madhavananda Prabhu or another learned speaker. But I have a final message to you, something which I tell to all the devotees, something which really helped me very much in my execution of Krishna consciousness, and which is just wonderful. It comes from Srila Prabhupada, who wrote a letter to Rupanuga's son. I believe his name is Ekendra. This little boy had written to Srila Prabhupada that he's going to school and learning mathematics, and he likes it. So Prabhupada wrote him back, thanking him for his letter, and then said, I would like to teach you a little transcendental arithmetics. That's a different word for mathematics. 2 + 2 = 4. 5 + 5 = 10. Everything, and I will add here in brackets, all the situations in your life, everything plus Krishna equals Vrindavan. That's a very nice mathematics. Add Krishna to your life. And the easiest is really if you just become a singer. Sing the holy name, but not only when you sit down for kirtan. It's like, no, sing it everywhere, have it with you everywhere, and you will see by adding Krishna to your life in his most merciful form, the holy name, you will see how the inner darkness, or in Faustian language, the Mephistopheles, That's your heart. Or if you don't want to, if you're a modern, postmodern man and you don't want to manifest, what's this religious language? The inner poodle, call it the inner poodle, if you want a modern word. You know, we know it's there. It's something real. That will go. You will become full of, you will be a transformed human being. It will work with you. It's a great adventure. It's a great, great practice. It's a great future which lies before us as we do this. Good. Hare Krishna. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. I will not take questions because time is there. Our Gaura Hari will also say something. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful experience. Don't be sad to leave Goloka Dham. Be sad and come back. But I don't mean, don't become numbed by your sadness. Instead, do your work on that inner transformation. It will be very good for you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Guru.